Good evening and thanks for joining us on this Thursday. God bless you. Father, we thank you for your wonderfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your completeness, your fullness. So many things that we don't even understand that you fixed perfectly. Maybe someday we'll get a glimpse of them, but we just thank you and we praise you. We bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We thank you for the anointing that will be and is upon Brother Freedom and will touch the listener. In Jesus' name, amen. Mike is coming now to read some scripture for us.
This is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity." Lord God, we pray that you touch us with your love today. Help us to have an overflowing of your love for others, Lord, and for you, because you're the only one who gives this true charity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, I just thank you, and I do praise you, and I'm so excited because you're so wonderful. You're so glorious. You're a real Father. And I want to say I thank you for all the time that you've helped me. All the times that you've taken time to help me. Times when I was by myself and you said, "Tell me what to do," and I made it. And I'm still a sort of problem for you. I need your help right now too. I guess I'll never grow up that much because I always need your help. Lord, I thank you for your blessings. I pray that you'll touch my mind this night. By the power of God, from the very top of my head, the very sole of my feet, I pray that the Spirit of God will be alive. Real. And Lord, as you spoke to me this morning, you spoke to my heart that you're going to take care of me. If anyone wanted to get to me, they'd have to get between you and me to get me. So, Lord, I stand on that promise. I stand on you that you're wonderful. I just wish to do your will, to be a blessing, that I might be a blessing to you more than anything else. I want my light to shine as you want to shine. Father, just pray that you bless your people in a wonderful way. Amen. It says, "Though I speak the tongues of men, the angels, and have not charity or love, I become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal." You know, to speak, and it's how we relate in life. As a Christian, I see that it's all Christian. It's not singular. It's to all. Our speech should be seasoned with love. We have a love relationship. Love never faileth. Love becomes you a blessing. You're not a castaway, but you'll be blessed of God. And love is supernatural. It's God's glory he bestows upon his children. See, we take on our Heavenly Father. We take on his nature. We take on his name. But then he wants to fill his kids with the greatest gift of all, the gift of love. He gives you a great package. But then that package grows. It grows. It starts out real small because God lets us to enjoy that we work out our salvation with fear and heavy tremors. See, love doesn't mix with hatred, the malice, envy, strife, all these things that's in the natural. When we get saved, God takes us just like we are. He loves us just like we are. But there comes a time when we, God help us, but we start to remove some of those, the principality of the air, the spirit that now works as children of disobedience. In times past whom we were, we are. We need to realize that this does takes, it don't take place immediately unless God does supernaturally. Maybe He does most, but most people, you have to work a while. God does that you'll grow. When you have to work at something, you appreciate it more. If you get it given to you on a silver platter, you don't enjoy it as much as you have to get out here and say, well, shake doors, whatever these things. And that's the difference. When we work on our salvation with fear and trembling, God's there to help us, to enable us. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works. Your good works? Oh, that's in God's gifts. To glorify through good works. Our nature should be part of those good works. Goes down here a little bit and talks about that. But we have to remember that God's Word is in us. Even the Word of God, we grow in the Word. That's why a new Christian should study the Word of God. It's a study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. So we as God's people, we grow into perfection. We grow where when a child says right this, I put away childish things. Become when I become a man or a lady, I grow above it. You grow into it. And this suit that we have is when we first get on, it sort of fits us real sloppy because it don't really fit us. But we start putting on a little faith and a little love and joy and peace, we start filling out. And we start looking like someone. We don't look like a bag of rags. We start looking like, look like God, our Father. See, we take on His likeness. He made us in His image, all of us. That's really wonderful. Because one day I'm going to see Him face to face, and I'm going to tremble if I didn't have Him. He's real. And yet He's been so big. Yet He's set a job for me. And not one time after time, says, do this, it'll work. Oh, I feel His glory. What a privilege. Over here in my yard, when the trees grew up through the power lines, and the Lord told me, says, when I tell you to, we'll get rid of those trees. And I said, okay. That's sort of scary, though, Lord. The power company would have to be shut off, and He said, no, we'll do it with everything's on. Just like it is, you got to have faith in me. I said, what if we miss? No. Get that totally out of you before we go any farther. Not going to miss. You've got to have faith. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's you that will make it either work or don't work. You're the one that's going to be standing there. Do you want to do it or not do it? I said, well, I'm going to please you. He said, well, then do it. So my wife was sick. She said, what are you going to do? I said, she seemed to get the chainsaw. She said, you're going to, the wind's blowing real hard today. And I said, I know it. Which my wife was very, had a real Irish temper. He says, you crazy old man. I'm going to call the police. That's what she said. I'm going to have them do something with you. I says, here I'm sick and you're going to do this. I says, nothing's going to happen. See, well, nothing will happen unless you start that chainsaw up. And when those trees come through the electric line and I'm in here breathing and no electricity, yeah, it's going to be something. That's not going to happen. Lord says it's not going to happen, but I had to come to that decision because she was on oxygen. And I said, yes, God, you're going to do it. I'll stand on it. So I went out there and I started to chainsaw up. And Lord says, when I tell you to, this is why I can tell people I know God works in the instant. Right now. You can hear Him right now. There's times like up to this morning, it's been a long time. I don't, when He don't say nothing, I don't say nothing. I don't tell people He says nothing. I just work on His anointing. That's something that's in me. But when He says it, then I can say, yes, He said it. All these people that say, he says it when they don't say it, that's sad, because we're not to say something unless it's true. That's part of our nature. His nature is truth. The truth shall set you free. So if you're God's child, you're not going to say the Lord told you to do something unless he totally told you. Because God is not a man that he should lie. And God is all truth. So I went out, the number one, they had five trees. And they grew up just straight up, just like trees can grow when they just go to the sky. You know, there was too much stuff there, fire lines, all the stuff they're keeping. So they, it's just a pole went up, about 25 foot up, pretty big. The Lord says, cut it. And to my amazement, that tree just sort of went a half a spin and just went over like this, fell down. Bert says, we weren't ready for two. And I said, yes. All five of them were so help me, they went exactly. God struck me dead. It's the exact truth. But had to come to that realization, could I have faith enough to believe the condition my wife was in, not put her life on jeopardy? But I could. And that's where we are in life. We have to have God's nature. We have to have a supernatural faith. But it says here, though I have all faith, I had all faith so I could remove mountains, give my goods to feed the poor, and all these things, have all faith, and have not love or charity, I am nothing. See, that's getting down to where the foot hits the pavement. Have you really love? It's where each one of us has to seek God in this area for ourselves. But in that, you have to realize that God wants us to start growing toward Him. When we start off, the Bible says He gives us a portion of faith. It's in Romans, the 12th chapter, He gives us a portion of faith. That means so much measure of faith. At that time, when it gives that major faith, it gets us enough to get our polarities charged where we can be induced by God's Holy Ghost or the Spirit of God that we be alive in Him. You get His power working in your being. And after that, you start facing situations that He tries you in your faith. He'll try you in easy things at first. It's just little things in. You think about, you have faith to walk across the street there and not get run over? Yeah, I think I can do that. Well, just go do it. See, that's an easy one. And you don't go display this to the world. You don't, never few people could tell what I told just about the trees. But it's a time afterwards that you can give your testimony in it, because it relates to the same thing that other people relate to, that we can not be a blessing to someone else, that their life would grow in faith through Him also. Faith is not just something to brag about. And that's what I'm sort of against a lot of these. Now, I'm not picking on preachers, but there are a lot of them. It's money. It's things. It's all these petty things that we don't have to have. I don't have to have a mansion. I don't have to have a motorboat. I don't have to have skis. I don't have to even know how to bowl. I don't even have to know how to fish. I don't know how to do these things, but I have to have faith. Faith is the bottom line. I believe it comes before love. You've got to have that faith to you might God charge you with His love. I really believe in hope. Hope is that it's beyond faith, and somehow it's that it's going to happen. Faith brings you up to that place that you got to go on that step farther. Like, here I've walked with the Lord, and the Lord says, that time I'm going to help you to get those trees away. And when that day comes, the wind was blowing. I said, Lord, no one uses a rubber safe chainsaw with it. When it's windy, he says, I know it, that's why you're going to do it. He says, you're not doing it by that way. You're doing it by His way. So I started learning this many years ago, that when He says He's going to do it, it happens. I don't know how it happens, but I know He supernaturally does it. It's probably because the calling that God put me in, because He's helped me at a time when He called me. I probably believe that there's not many people that know what I know. I don't go out and shout it, but I know things. But my faith started growing way back there. Oh, I feel the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I feel His presence. And that's one thing I've learned to enjoy. His presence. Because when I do that, I know you're going to be healed. I know you're going to be touched. I know God's going to move upon you. I know it. I have all faith. I went to hospitals. And God started me out in the hospital too. How's it working? This, it's all here together. He'd say, I want you to go to the hospital room tonight. I said, well, I've got to go home and see Betty. He said, you do it before you go home. So I'd go down there and Bert said, there's a certain person here. I want you to go in and pray for it. And I wouldn't. There'd generally be a case that's going to go on in. And most always, I think 99 out of 100 time, is all healed by 2 or 3 days. And that hospital says, wonder how it happened. And they start letting me come in. But God moves His mystery. You don't go around bragging about it. No. But it's just you work through these realms. But the church has fallen. What I'm reading now, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, helps, governments, divers tongues. It even talks as prophecy is the main one. But I'm going to say something now that I can say, God let me say, we're not doing the will of God because this is not even effect no more. It's all gone. And nobody believes it. It's sad. God says, that's my word. Have all the gift of healing? None have the gift of healing. I remember when God gave me the gift of healing. I worked a long time before I had the gift of healing. And one day I was walking, the Lord says, hey, by the way, I wanted to let you know I feel His presence so real here tonight. All of America, I hope you can realize, or the world, His presence is so real. Out there right now, if there's some of you that need a special touch, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I pray for that miracle to take place. I pray divine healing to take place in South Africa, wherever you are, Venezuela, many places throughout the world. I pray this supernatural touch from God will happen, and that's why God uses me, because I have all faith. It'll take place. I don't have to be there. God is on the other end. Father God, I pray that You'll take over. Oh, I see His great power. I see the sun shining bright. He's there. He's there to heal you. He's there to save you. He's there to bring revival. He's there to touch your heart and manifest Himself in your hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. It's done. It's going to happen. Believe it. You can even get this a day later, it'll still happen because God will make it happen. You need to have that faith that I'm talking about, and God's going to do miracles where you are. He's going to bring revival. He's going to do great exploits because it's Daniel said that years ago. There's going to be great exploits to be done in this last hour. Father and God, in Jesus' name, I pray for mighty exploits to take place this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You know, I don't know how many of you ever seen Brother Oral Roberts have all the gift of healing, but I had a chance to see him in 1955. It was so spectacular. But Oral Roberts was I just loved him. He had so much love in his heart. He'd pray for those children and they'd get healed he'd just about cry, you know. It was just a blessing. Love was all over them. And that big tent was in there in Tyler, Texas. And that place was packed out and people were getting healed and people I knew was getting healed. My wife was carrying our son. And she said, told me that I was going to have to take him because she couldn't hold him no longer. We had no place to, we had to stand up. My back was killing me, hurting me. And he says, out there right now, any of you out there got pain in your body? God will take it away right now. My pain left, never come back. That quick, just like that. It let me know that God was an all-seeing God. That what my mother had told me years ago was true. She says, you got to remember, God sees you all the time. You can't hide from Him. He's there all the time. When you're going at that dish of candies there and you're not supposed to take them, He sees you when you pick that candy up. He sees you if you make a mess and you don't clean up your mess. That's who we serve. And with her telling me that, and what Oral Roberts, I started seeing what God had showed me in Korea, that God was so wonderful. And I started inquiring about Him. I spent a long time seeking God. So what? I went in jail. I wasn't in jail when I went in to preach to prisoners in jail. If I went in by myself, I'd get everybody saved. If I went in with someone else, nothing happened. So pretty soon I let me know that I need to go in by myself. I think I had around 600 people, 500, 600 souls. Some become pastors. A lot of things happen. But you start growing in all these areas. What we're starting out is any place you are in life, that's a starting point. God only holds us accountable for us, our growth right now. When we choose to start, then He wishes us. It's like that seed. You wait till everything's right. And the weather's all going to be right. Then you put that seed in the ground. Because pretty soon there's going to be rains. There's going to be sunshine. There's going to be that seed, that little kernel of wheat is going to start. That's us, that little kernel. It's going to start growing. And pretty soon it lifts itself up to the crusty. Yeah. And pretty soon it becomes a little stalk. And that's the way we are. God wants us to start growing toward Him. And it takes place as pastors. We've got a real big ministry. You need to get people saved. That's what you need to do. You need to help them. When it comes right down to your people each needs to have a personal relationship with God the Father. See, He is our Father. It's going to be hard to make it to heaven if you've never had an encounter with Him, because you're going to see Him face to face. You're going to be known as you're known. And oh, praise God. He is your eternal Father. The bride. The church is going to be triumphant very certainly. And we should so love Jesus. You know, before you get married, you think about what you're going to do. I want to marry this girl. I want to marry this man. But when you get to know to Jesus, Jesus is our, He's going to bring us in. The Father wants us. And Jesus become our Savior, our friend, our one that lived with us through life. He sent forth the Comforter back. He says, I'll go to the Father and I'll send forth the Comforter in my name, for I'll be praying for you daily. But the Comforter is going to be there. He's going to live within you and be for you. He's going to instruct you. He's going to help you that you might be equipped with my glory, that you might walk in my determination. You'd walk according to my leadership. You'd walk according to my knowledge, my direction, and all things you can do, because I'm supernatural, and my church needs to be supernatural, because I say the forever present help and the enemy, he's supernatural. He comes to destroy, and I've equipped my church, and my church now receives power, that they might be not toyed by the prince of darkness, and they'd walk in liberty, they'd walk justified, they'd walk in leadership and my calling, and I would bless them. My church became alive. My church would be, but I say the enemy has stopped my people. My beloved is wandering. My church haven't even heard my message. Yet they hear my word. But they don't know. They don't lean on my understanding. And I'm searching for those, because I say reality is very soon. For those that shall surely seek for me, they shall surely find me. And I will bless them. I will strengthen them. And I'll lay before them. And I shall give them counsel. I'll give them direction. And I'll give them leadership in this last hour. And they will not be moved by powers of darkness. They'll walk uplifted, my mighty hand. It will be my joy to keep my people, my ones, because I love thee. And I love thee, my ones. I will help thee. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Even the evil that comes at your door. Just do not let him come in. Because I will keep thee. I'll bless thee. Be not afraid. For I have not given the spirit of fear, but I have given you power, love, and sound mind. I will keep thee to that day. Look for my son. And yea, I'm coming soon. Be ready, for I'm coming. I'm coming soon. Be prepared, saith the Spirit of God. God is coming back very soon. And I believe he's coming for those that's ready. He doesn't want to take us unaware. He says he's coming for those that's looking for his coming. It's real simple. But the Spirit of God keeps us in alignment, in a place that we're not wandering. It's like an airplane. I'm in a certain pattern. And that pattern is directed by the Holy Spirit. He takes us through. He's going to bring us through with flying colors. We're going to land. It's going to be a great day at that time. It's going to be a great move of that Spirit. God's here to uplift us this night. Father, just pray in Jesus' name. You touch your people. I pray that you anoint them this day. Give them favor. Give them power. Meet their needs this day. Father, over the world, I pray meet their needs. Those that stand going through troublesome time. I know there's many out there that have needs in their body. I pray to bring healing to these ones this day. Father, from Brother Freedom, I pray that you'll touch their one. In Jesus' name, I pray for a mighty exploit of great power. I pray to send your angels down now to deliver to these people. Deliver them. Set them free. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. I love you all. Pray that God will bless you. I pray that God will make his face to shine upon you, to be glorious to you. I pray that you move upon your hearts, your ones. Let them touch them in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you all. Love you. Amen. P.S. from Brother Freedom. If you have a need out there, if you want to grow, whatever your need is, call us. We'll help you. But I believe if you'll listen to these services, they'll set you free. But I believe God's that good. I believe that he can touch you. It's his Spirit that touches you. And I know that somehow I work for him. And if you'll believe, God will touch this night and bring fulfillment in the life that you're going to make heaven. That you're going to be there. I'm going to meet you face to face. And what a wonderful day it's going to be. I pray that God will bless you. Nothing meant for you going to miss out on that day. You need to be faithful, because if you miss out his coming, you're going to meet a perilous times are going to surely come. There's going to be trouble sometimes. It's going to be heartaches. There's going to be Job's troubles, all kinds of troubles, wicked imagination. The principality of the air, he's going to be in leadership at that time. And God's going to be departed. The church is going to be gone. The church is going to be exit. And I want you to make sure that you're ready for the exit, that you won't be here afterwards. God bless you all. If you need help, call us. We'll help you in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen.
Praise the Lord. This is a special night. Amen.